Down the ice it goes. 6 seconds left. Anaheim brings it ahead. 2-1. A shot. That's it. Shot by Vetrano with the horn. Glove by Decord. And Seattle holds on after a come-from-behind win over Anaheim, the final 3-2.
Well, really, it was the start of this third period for the Seattle Kraken that ends up being the storyline here tonight. Back-to-back goals, 27 seconds apart here, that proved to be the difference maker here in Anaheim.
Boy, oh boy, it's a tough one, especially when you realize that Anaheim was in control a good part of this game early on, but things changed, and I guess you learned from mistakes, maybe, or the way you play the game?
Yep.
Jeez. Yeah, it's a disappointing one, because I thought they came off and ready to play tonight and had the lead, but didn't last very long, and hey, tip your cap to the Seattle Kraken. They played hard and deserved to win.
Yeah, they really fought till the very end, right? They showed no signs of slowing down. Well executed game plan, really led by simple clears, simple outs, hunting, chasing pucks down, trying to be loose to, or trying to be first to every loose puck. And really, they wanted it more, yep, slightly more than the Anaheim Ducks here tonight.
Well, you won't have to wait long for a rematch, that's for sure. That game coming up in a couple of nights. We'll have it for you here on Duck Stream, and we look forward to that. And of course, Emerson with Alexis in just a couple of minutes here. And we just hope you enjoy the broadcast. We're going to have a full, complete post-game wrap here with those two. And then we will join you 7 o'clock on Wednesday night from Seattle, Washington. And then we're back for some home activity the next week and a half. So we hope that you get some seats in advance and join us for that. Hey, one other thing before we hand it off to Emerson and Alexis. Anaheim Ducks hockey on the Ducks Radio Network is brought to you by UCI Health. Stopping at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop-at-nothing. And we thank everyone involved with the broadcast tonight for all the work that they did. And I'll tell you what we will do is we'll go to a commercial break here. Give Emerson a chance to get settled in with Alexis over there. And they'll have a complete post-game wrap on this. The final, Seattle 3, Anaheim 2. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Wednesday from Seattle, Washington. Stay tuned after the upcoming break for Ducks Recap post-game with Emerson and Alexis. So long, everybody, from Honda Center.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
Make your next Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll be helping make a difference in our communities. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/50-50-raffle for more information.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks fall at home tonight to host the Seattle Kraken here at Honda Center, a home-and-home series starting here in SoCal before they head up to Seattle on Wednesday, 3-2, the final in favor of the Kraken. Welcome into the post-game show alongside Emerson Edom. I'm Alexis Downey. Emerson, really just a disappointing loss for the Ducks here tonight. They had it. And then two early goals in the third period. The Kraken get the lead, and Ducks are not able to recover.
And adding insult to injury, you got Leo Carlson going down to injury, which deemed upper body so far. So that's just, it's a tough break. Hopefully, and you don't want to force anything, you don't want to rush anything, but hopefully you can get him back in preparation for when this Ducks team faces Seattle here again coming up.
It was a scary little collision there he had with the goalpost. We're hoping the best for him, but we're going to talk a little bit more about what we saw in this game. Starting in the first period, it was the Anaheim Ducks who were not able to get on the board there first. It was Seattle's Shane Wright at the net front, 7 minutes and 12 seconds into it.
Here's a chance for Gauthier to go after the puck. Couldn't clear it out. A shot from in between the circles. That was fired wide by Bjorkstrand. Now a fight for the puck. Down went the Anaheim player. Zellweger gets up off the ice. Puck is fired towards the net, and that's blocked. That was an opportunity from the point man who gets it again. Seattle sets it up. Bjorkstrand turns. Shoots. Scores! And I believe that puck might have been deflected in front of the net. And if it is, it appears to be Shane Wright who will get the goal. And it's a 1-0 lead for Seattle.
So, Emerson, as that was happening, I was actually watching Zellweger during that entire little sequence. And he just looked a few seconds behind on the play. Went there at the net front with Wright. Got pushed. You know, it kind of looked like he blocked Dostal's vision.
You clearly looked a little bit into it more than I did. So I appreciate your insight
it
there.
It just happened to be who I was watching.
He definitely, it seemed like he got the better positioning, kind of, even though it seemed like Zelly was on the inside.
Yeah.
He was two on the inside. Mm-hmm. And to your point, Ray just had too good a position on that deflection. But he was in tune with the moment. He slightly kind of elevated his blade there. Perfect deflection. Unfortunate. Of course, you know, Zelly, he's so good in the offensive zone. He's been so much better in the defensive zone, too, mm-hmm. really growing in that area. But still, as young as he is and as he continues to learn, not every play is going to be pinpoint.
Yep.
Could lose an assignment there, and I think he did just in the slightest bit, as you alluded to.
Yeah, there was a few moments throughout this game where I feel like he was maybe just a second behind, but, you know, he's had to take on such a big responsibility, and he is so young that sometimes you kind of forget that.
Yep. No, he, as you said, a lot is on his shoulders offensively. And look, he's first power play unit. He's had a step up big since Cam has been absent, and he's been doing a really good job of that. Even there early on in the game, he was at the goal line there, just being super active, just trying to chip in offensively. And, yeah, he's been huge in that moment. You know, maybe a little bit more assertiveness, a little bit more positioning or gaining your real estate earlier. But tough break, and they go up by one.
Cracking up by one, it was the Anaheim Ducks then who had the next goal. Trevor Zegras gets it, tying the game up.
Here comes Anaheim. Speaking of regrouping, delayed penalty coming up to Seattle. Terry avoids one contact, centers the puck, score! And that is a goal by Trevor Zegras to tie up the game at 1-1.
Trevor Zegras continues to get it done. What a pickup and what a release. Joey Decord had no chance on that one.
And part of the reason this game is so disappointing was because that goal from Trevor Zegras was awesome. I mean, this place was so loud.
Vintage Z, right?
Yeah.
And he got that puck. He got it off in a hurry. Pinpoint, upper short side, top shelf, where Grandma Hydra cookies. That was that was very, very impressive by Z.
Tie game at that point, and after one period, we moved into the second. The Ducks took the lead, and it was Frank Vatrano getting the rebound at the net front from Olin Zellweger's shot.
All right, Anaheim with possession of the puck. Terry goes rink wide. Quick shot attempt there. Rebound, score! Nice play. Hey, we asked for Frank Vatrano to score, and he did just that for us here. All by himself in front, and the Ducks take a 2-1 lead.
Frankie V in the perfect spot right in front of netminder Joey Decord, and he just simply slides this one home. Not a whole lot he had to do there. Right place, right time, but how about that skate confidence? He kicks it from his skate to a stick, something that I didn't see initially, and the Ducks are up 2-1.
Little bit of soccer skills there, foot skills, helping Frankie out on that goal.
Yeah, that's just that skate confidence that goal scorers just have, right? They just find ways, whether they're stick. I even remember, and maybe he wasn't a shooter first or much of a goal scorer, but Andrew Shaw, they're way back in playoffs when I was playing, headbutted a puck into the net. It was deemed a no goal. It was a lengthy review in the playoffs. It was a crucial decision. Yeah, but some players just they're ready, but they're ready in a different form, different manner.
Frank Vatrano, though, big second period for him. He had a breakaway a little bit later on during the penalty kill. Unfortunately, not able to put that one in the back of the net, but helpful getting that goal there, giving the Ducks the lead. We moved into the third. And it was all Seattle early, and it was very quickly they took over the lead. Andrei Burakovsky getting the first goal just 46 seconds into the third period.
17-12 of the shots favoring Seattle. And the Ducks cling to a one-goal lead. Here's a shot towards the front of the net. Centered a shot. They score. Burakovsky was there waiting for a pass, and he got it from one side of the goal crease. As the puck initially came from the blue line area to the side of the net, to the left to Dostal, to the right. And Burakovsky was by himself, and he flipped it in to tie up the hockey game.
We're just going to keep it rolling. The next goal coming not even too long after that. I believe, Emerson, you said, 20 seconds after? Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, Brandon Montour getting a one-timer right off the faceoff.
Well, Seattle wins the faceoff, and Brandon Montour just rifled the puck past Dostal. I mean, a wicked drive. Congratulated by his Seattle teammates, and Seattle has jumped on top 3-2, and boy, that has happened in a minute 10 early going third period.
Emerson, you brought up that point on the broadcast, how quickly those two goals were scored. And then going back to that game on Friday against Buffalo, how quickly they scored the two that tied the game, forced the overtime. And in this case, Seattle overtaken and getting the win.
Just sticking on this subject of just being unfortunate, I feel like these are the two most unfortunate losses, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned the back-to-back and how quick they happen on those goals from the last two games, but these are two games where the Anaheim Ducks, last game, they were up 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you had opposing team claw back. And then tonight, same thing. You're up 2-1, and opposing team claws back again. And it's just unfortunate, mm-hmm. you know, because within all this good play through this last window from the Anaheim Ducks, you still want these games and winnable games. So that's the important thing. But how do you shore up some of those net front battles? And I really, it's a common theme. Some of those doorstep battles where guys just need to get down a little bit, bend those knees a little bit more, get a little bit more hungry. So it's just unfortunate.
The Ducks falling in this one, like we said, 3-2, the final here at Honda Center. Before we go to break, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We'll be right back.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
The scrape of blades. The clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and a jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Thanks for being back with us for the post-game show. Frank Vetrano already had the chance to speak with the media down in the locker room following this loss to the Kraken here tonight. So let's take a listen to what he had to say.
Tough loss there. What do you guys think you needed to do better to kind of get across the finish line in that one?
I think we did some good things. I think the second period got away from us a little bit. I think just transferring the puck to the neutral zone. I think a couple times we got stuck being too stubborn, trying to make plays. But you know, obviously we want to get pucks in deep and be hard on their D. But you know, we're trying to make plays also. So I think we generated enough. I mean, not enough. I don't think we generated enough to win the game. But I think we got some good looks though.
losing Leo, obviously, it's tough. How does that throw a wrench not only to the group as a whole emotionally, but also like throwing the lineup as well?
Yeah, it sucks. He's one of our best players, and I don't see him go down like that on a questionable hit. It's tough, but I wish we got the win for him. But it's nice for guys to step up for him and try to take control of the situation. And playing a forward down, you just get more minutes and try to flow with it.
Getting that goal after, they have to go in for you. At least that's the silver lining, maybe.
Yeah, no, obviously nice for it to go in, but, it didn't win the game, so, it's nice to get a goal, but better for the win. It's
two straight where you guys have held a lead late in the game and kind of been undone by two quick goals, I think 24 seconds to 9, 59. Did you see a common thread there, or was it two totally different sets of circumstances that you guys?
The first goal is tough to bounce. Stassi goes to play the pocket, hits their guy, goes in, and then the other one's a neck-high slap shot. He loses track of it, so I don't think there's really any breakdowns there. It's just sometimes the way the puck goes.
Of course, Z fighting the net tonight. I think he's got five points in the last five games. How big would it be for him to get rolling for you guys as you're trying to find more goals here?
Yeah, he's a big part of our team, creates offense for us and likes to make plays. So the more we get him going, the more the better our team's going to be.
Okay.
Thanks, Rick.
That was Frank Vetrano down in the locker room. Also, good note there. Zegras, 5 points in his last five games played, obviously getting a goal here tonight. You could just feel the frustration from Frank, and also in talking about, hey, that goal would have been nice, but ultimately we want to win, and that's what they were not able to do tonight. So you could feel that emotion from him.
Yeah. Toronto comes out with one goal plus one, 19-28 of total on ice. So that's a big number there. He's heavily relied upon there. Four shots on goal, five hits through 60 minutes of play. So, he was buzzing out there for sure. And there was that one hit. I don't know if I think it might have been prior to his goal where he just capped off a great physical shift. I don't know if he had, two, three hits within that one sequence. It might have been right before, right after, but I know it was within that whole leading up to the goal or following the goal that he really elevated his physical play. And no, I thought he was great. He was all over the ice, and hopefully he can just continue that success in the goal call.
The Ducks very physical here tonight. 32 hits by the team versus Seattle only had 15. Also, one other thing that he said, how much of a loss it is for this Ducks team without Leo Carlson. He left the game in the second period. We didn't get to see him in the third period after he had that hit with Ty Cartier. And Vetrano said questionable hit. So he clearly wasn't too happy about that one.
Yeah, it's well said there, just labeling it as questionable, right? Because that's what it is. It's just a questionable hit. Hard to just dissect it all, and I think that's probably where the refs were. Look, I don't feel that the puck was moved too long after the physicality happened, which I think that's why the refs deemed it only as a minor. It's a weird area, right? I think maybe part of that is a penalty, just because maybe unnecessary roughness, we'll call it, just right around that net area. I don't think anyone's really anticipating getting hit right around the blue paint, especially when you're going pretty much into the post there. So, look, I'm glad there was a call as it was, and maybe not a non-call. They at least somewhat took it seriously.
Yeah.
But maybe just not quite enough for a 5 minute.
The thing that concerned me, too, after seeing Leo so happy that he was able to skate off on his own, but I saw him kind of moving around his fingers, and I think when he went down, his hand kind of got caught in the netting of the goal. So it looks like he was moving them around, but, obviously, hopefully that's all good, too, because I know when he hit the ice, it looked like his head kind of hit the ice, too. So unfortunate there, the whole
Please
thing.
Please nothing with his hands.
Yeah.
His hands of magic
yeah.
there. So
oh, yeah, yeah. We're hoping for the best for Leo, of course. And, whatever it is, hopefully it's really nothing. And, he'll be good to go on Wednesday. So let's get to the text line now, Emerson. First text here from Tony. 1, do not despair. 2, this is a good Kraken club. Brandon Montour always plays good when he comes back here. And three, Zegras is going to score 30 this season. We are competitive. Enjoy Seattle. Let's get a W for Turkey. The turkey emoji, and then beat the Kings on Friday. I like this message.
Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, yeah. No, go to Seattle, get the 2 points there, and, yeah, nice little Black Friday dub there for the boys. So that would be very nice. And, look, we're right there. All these games, they've been close. We're just coming off a three-game winning streak, back-to-back losses, but close losses, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just glad they're not, emotional or just, a game where it's a lot of goals against kind of situation. Nothing like that. Two very tight losses here. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they can just get back to the drawing board, clean some things up. Love the simplicity. You just got to look at that shots on goal total, mm-hmm. right? Like if you're continuously coming out with 20, 24 shots, a couple of them been right around 25 and under, consistently it's not going to get the job done. We know at least it's going to keep these games tight, which we've talked about. So between the power plays, bearing down on them and those opportunities, that'll help these tight games and put you over on top. And then also the shot volume, just got to increase there.
Yeah, they got to increase that for sure. And I know that's something that obviously with tonight's Twitter poll, we weren't right there. We guessed over 27.
But
we knew this was going to be a team that the shots weren't going to necessarily come easy. Like they had to find the chances. And there, I know in particular, Cronin talked about how Seattle likes to take away the third circle. And I know that the Ducks are able to get some good chances there tonight.
30. Oh, no, that's faceoff wins. 13 block shots. So, gosh, I looked at that 30 number and I got super pumped.
There's a lot of numbers on the sheet for those listening.
But actually, the Anaheim Ducks lead in the way with 19 block shots through the 60 minutes played there. So, but I just felt, there was a lot of block shots between both teams. It's just about finding ways to get those shots through. I thought specifically Seattle was doing a good job. Anytime Zelly would get the puck up top, Zelly would try to find lanes to the net.
And he was looking.
A lot was closed off.
Yeah, he was looking.
So I know from at least up top, the Seattle Kraken were doing a great job of getting those shooting lanes and not providing a whole lot of lanes to the net.
Yeah, we know Olin Zellweger was always looking for those chances, and Seattle definitely did a good job taking away those chances there tonight. Let's get one more text in before we send it to break. Let's see. Let's go Daniel from Corona. Safe to say Cartier didn't get much ice time after that late hit on Leo. He got one look at Guess and said no thank you. I think that's supposed to say Gudis. Probably what's it called?
Cartier.
No, spell check. It probably spell checked on the phone.
Autocorrect.
Autocorrect. That's the word. Sorry, guys.
Spell check, too. Autocorrect?
Yeah. Autocorrect on the phones. He got one look at Gudis and said, no, thank you. Don't mess with our boys like that. Side note, we had tickets to Friday's game against Buffalo, but had to switch to this game so we could see Jessica Campbell behind the bench for Seattle. More women in sports, please. Oh, thank you, Daniel. That's awesome. Very nice. I actually, in the pregame, we played some audio that I had the chance to talk with her this morning, just very briefly. I mean, she's very busy, obviously, on a game day. She's an awesome person. She's very, very humble, and I enjoyed my conversation with her, but I love that.
Yeah, and it's tough to be the first, right? There's a lot of pressure that comes with being the first of anything, and I think she's done a very good job of just being professional through and through. Seems like she's just loving every second of it, judging by your great interview there. So we're ecstatic for her. We always like to see more of that and the growth of the game in many different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome to see her in action here tonight at Honda Center. Thank you, Daniel, for the message. And we're going to send it to break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up this post-game show.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC,
Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. Live news from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and more.
Israel's soldiers have fought back. With
live sports play-by-play from the NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball.
It's over. Time to say it again.
Non-stop exclusive music stations for every mood and activity, like today's hits, country roads, and more. And radio stations from around the world, from anywhere you are in the world. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening. TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light Station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio. Try to keep up.
Hey, Garrett, from the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to Duck Stream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
We're at here at Honda Center wrapping up this post-game show. Some more messages from our text line. The first one, all that matters is the health of Leo. The way the Ducks played in the third set at two, we're all worried about Leo. Yes, we are, and we're hoping for the best for him. Another text that we have here, read from Buena Park. The Ducks were pretty strong off the rush, but didn't have enough sustained zone time. Not a lot of second chances out there and too many passes up, passed up shots. Under 30 shots on goal for the sixth straight game. Ooh, there's a stat there.
Yeah, and look, I think this team, to that point, is a great point. Like, not a whole lot of shots, well, a whole lot of shots blocked that we mm-hmm. talked about very limited looks there towards the net as far as finding those shooting lanes. But I think the team ought to, you know, start experimenting with bad angle shots, you know, off the back wall, even if it's like 5 foot to either side. Start, you know, experimenting with that, because I feel like the odds of them getting some of those pucks back on those big banks and being first to lose pucks, I think it's only going to add to their simplicity, simple hockey, ever since they've, you know, gone to this simplified mindset, whether it's Zegras opening up a thing for him along with his own thought process and simplifying. But I think the whole team doing a good job simplifying. I just think instead of trying to find the perfect shot with traffic in front of the net, try bad angle shots, try to get some of those banks off the back end on the yellow there and see what comes of it.
You know, and you think about the end of the game where the Ducks, you know, Dostal was pulled and they were looking for the shot. They were taking up a lot of time on the clock. There was not much time left. And I felt like they should have been a little bit more active in trying to get to the net a bit more.
Yeah. And look, the Seattle, they were just flipping pucks out, kind of frustrating this Ducks team. Odds of teams in that situation not making a play or when they do have time, but it just seems like every single time they're just trying to get that clear, even ice the puck and try to beat the Ducks back to their icing.
Let's see, Emerson, another message that we got here. I don't understand how the Ducks keep losing momentum during the games, but I will say they definitely had their moments of sloppiness. Seattle did quite well with keeping movement not only in front of the net, but all around the net. This is something the Ducks need to do. Standing and staying in a zone doesn't make plays.
Yeah, look, that's a great point. A lot of these other teams, we saw the high-end skill teams are doing the high switches. Just constantly moving, right? Minnesota came in here, constantly pulling those high rolls. Everyone was moving at all times. New Jersey, when we were there, I mean, there's been times where the opposition has, as they just said, move their feet, not just stand for long periods of time. And I agree with that comment as well.
Yeah, when you're standing around, it's just like nothing's going to change. You got to move in order to change. To do anything, really. I mean, that's how you're going to make plays. That's how you're going to make passes. You just can't stand there and wait for the puck. And towards the end of the game, there was a couple moments where the Ducks felt like it seemed like they were losing their board battles, and then they were just kind of waiting for the puck to get to them. They needed to take that extra step to get to it because it was such a crucial point in the game.
I agree with those board battles because not only in the neutral zone, here near side to the press box, but also a couple just on entry, right, where there was only one guy really going at it. Everyone was kind of standing around just anticipating whoever was closest to come out with that puck, but that's not how it works out, especially at the highest level. You need to always outman the other team. And during some of those late board battles, they outmanned the Ducks for sure.
There was a couple instances during that where I felt like Zegras was putting in a good effort to go to the board battles or to battle for the puck a bit more. You could see he was kind of getting a little antsy with it. But then, there'd be like a quick turnover in the zone and then the puck would leave and ideal.
And speaking of Zegras's elevated play, I just feel like it's been just back and forth between the depth players, third, fourth lines chipping in offensively and the first two lines kind of, maybe being a little slow here to start the season. But I just think, once you combine what we saw from Ross Johnson in that line, really prior to Brock McGinn going down with injury, right? Those third and fourth lines were scoring. I just think combining the two and getting all four lines mixing on the goal scoring action, that's going to be quite the sight.
One last message let's get to from Fizz. Two parts to this one. The first one is we need everyone on our little Viking ship rowing in the same direction. They at least need to start looking like they plan to eventually. This Viking ship, this is a new
Viking
thing.
Viking ship, wow. You would think you would have heard that about 5-6 years ago when we had maybe a third of the team all Swedes. But only Isaac Lindstrom now? Am I missing?
Leo.
And then Leo, of course. So Isaac and Leo, and we had Raquel, we had William Carlson at one point.
Sylvie.
We had Sylvie, the list went on and on for the Swedes that were at one point, Hampus Lindholm.
Yep.
So you get my point.
Yep. part two of Fizz's message. Why is the press area so full tonight? Well, first off, you're very observant. Yes, a lot of people here for this game, a lot of people in the seats here at Honda Center. Everyone's home. It's the holidays. People are home. They're not traveling as much. I think that's why the press was a little full tonight.
And maybe you saw Troy Bodhi, former Duck, up here, who is very high up in the ranks of the Seattle Kraken organization. So he made his presence here tonight in the press box. But yeah, a lot of action scouts say this is this time of year where really the first window, okay, where are we at? We're in the standings, not quite, playoffs chase yet, but certainly those conversations as far as where teams are at in addition, subtraction, are we building for the future, or do we want to win now? All teams are having that those kind of conversations.
Yeah, quarter of the way into this NHL season. Also, Eddie Olczyk was here tonight, obviously with the Seattle broadcast, got to say hello to him, so that was someone that I enjoyed seeing here in the press box
tonight.
We
both got to see some prior acquaintances.
Yeah. Well, the next time you can catch the Anaheim Ducks is Wednesday night. They're heading to Seattle, as I mentioned, a home-and-home series now with the Kraken. It'll be a 6:30 pregame show just like tonight, but this time obviously up in Seattle. Emerson, you get your raincoat ready? Or
I do. Well, I didn't have it ready, but now that just reminded me, I'm going to go home and pack my raincoat and be all ready to go.
Final quack for tonight.
Final quack. We got to get the raincoat up. We got to eat them up recording tomorrow. So, look, if you didn't if you didn't vent out, you didn't air out enough of your Ducks thoughts or whatever, please tune in and message into the Eat 'em Up show tomorrow once again, and I'll have that number for you.
That's
pulled
right.
up. Yes, 714-940-2950. Love to hear from you. I'll be just talking trade discussions throughout the league. You know, maybe where we could see some guys that are in trade discussions right now. And just, hey, this Ducks team, minus these last two losses, have been playing much better hockey. I think everyone's aware of it. Everyone feels it. There was a great crowd here at Honda Center tonight for Monday Night Tilt. So that was good to see. And, yes, would love to hear from you. So please text my show and hopefully we can have some fun.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. The Ducks 3-1-1 in their last five games. Not too bad on that end. My final quack, I'm sticking with it. More shots. More shots. We want to see all the shots.
Yep. Shots on goal. Yeah. No, it just hasn't been good enough. They're, you know, at the National Hockey League level, you're going to stay close to a lot of these games. But if you want to pull ahead, like in that Dallas game or some of the other great games that this Ducks team has put together, been a lot of shots. Yeah. And, more traffic, more shots. Hopefully they can get a few more greasers in.
We've got the Kings coming up. We need to be putting more shots on net. We got to be
no
ready for
way
that game
we can
on
be
Friday.
Putting up 24 against the shots.
Nope.
Against the Kings. I don't know if an NHL team named the shots.
Close enough. It's all good. All right. If you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game tonight, make sure to, after the break, Ducks and Kraken, the final here at Honda Center tonight. 3-2 in favor of Seattle. The Ducks getting their next chance at the Kraken on Wednesday. 6:30 pregame show, 7 o'clock puck drop. Steven Emerson will have the call for you as always. Thank you so much for tuning in for the postgame show. For Emerson Edom, I am Alexis Downey. Have a great Monday night.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
See, he's been president before. I know exactly
what
he
is. All of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con nosotros.
ESPN Radio.
The ball out here, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day, instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Tired of shouting Freebird at your radio? TuneIn has you covered with all the best songs from the golden age of classic rock. Head up north for some Rush prog rock goodness. Hit Detroit Rock City with Kiss's greatest hits. Head down south for more classic Skynyrd songs and so much more. Turn things up to 11 with TuneIn's exclusive classic rock hit station.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond. From live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Sign up today at AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub to get your cool kit along with your special party invitation.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.